Daddy, we're so grateful. We thank you for another word. We thank you for this moment. We take a pause and we just thank you for everything, how far you've brought us, where we are at this current moment, and where you're taking us to. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you for divine leading day by day. Thank you so much. Thank you for truth. We thank you for truth. We thank you for the truth that is found in your word. If it's your word, we can definitely bank on it. If it's your word, we can definitely bank on it. We thank you that there is no worry, there is no stress, that we choose to rest in you. We choose to rest, take a pause, and just rest in you. Rest in your finished work, rest in your grace, abundance, just rest in you. Thank you, Daddy. We choose to rest in you today and forever. I pray you take absolute control of the word today. You speak through me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. I don't speak of myself, in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. So guys, welcome to another episode of the Freedom Podcast, and I am your host, Ayolua Akande. I feel like I stopped doing the intro. You guys know the drill now. Except the first timers, but yes. Yeah. Guys, life has really been lifing. Whatever that means. Life is lifing. And your man is strong. Not by my strength, but by the strength of God. And I'm sure every single person can relate. Like, you could be having like a high moment, low moment, in between, wherever you are. I'm sure we can all relate. So, I know recently, just a lot of things have been happening. It's just a lot. It's a whole lot to recap. It's a whole lot. A lot of good, a lot of not so great moments. A lot of, you know, being shaken a bit. And you're like, oh gosh. Okay. And yeah, just a whole lot has been happening. I really can't pour everything, but I guess in the course of like talking, I'll definitely cite like examples and all. But yes, I know that each person is going through like one thing or the other. It could be some high moments, it could be some low moments, it could be whatever it is. And yes, as much as we are spiritual beings, we're still on this earth and we're in a fallen world. And things will keep happening here and there. But yes. So today we just focus more on like our feelings. On our feelings, how we've been feeling. I'm sure like I just feel like even myself included, like the year is coming to an end. And I just really sense that a lot of people are having like feelings of, oh, have I done enough? Have I achieved everything I set out to achieve? Is this happening? Oh my God, we're in the second to the last month of the year. Like, y'all, like just a lot of things happening. And I also really sense that a lot of people are going through things that they just can't even voice out, or they just feel like nobody can understand. Like, even that close friend, like nobody can probably understand. And you know, sometimes these things just stay in our head and they start giving us like headaches, they start giving us like mental stress, like begin to stress our mental state, just a lot of things. And this last couple of weeks has definitely been like all these things that I'm saying. I just feel like if I tell my friend, she'll probably not be able to relate that much, like the way I'm feeling and all. And yes, and all these things just stay in the head. But then I think I'm just remembering to actually use my words, right? Like use my words, because something I really learned from Apostle Emmanuel Aaron is the fact that you cannot battle things in your head, just in your head. The mind is such a powerful place, and you cannot try to combat things in your head, staying in your head. I'm not sure if you understand. So basically what I'm saying is that, especially like, for example, if somebody is going through like maybe some temptations, or you're going through like a moment of just a low moment, like it is not for you to now in your head be saying, no, it's not it, no, that's not it. It is important to speak out at that point. Like, there's so much power in using our words, like speaking out. Like, there's so much power in that. And yes, over the last couple of weeks, I just find that I just keep having a lot of things in my head. I feel like I just can't explain to people, because they won't feel I was like just feeling low. And sometimes, yeah, just feeling low sometimes, and I'm like, oh gosh, I really do not, I don't know if my friend will be able to understand it like that. Like, I mean, I did explain to some extent, but sometimes they just don't feel it that way. Yeah, and that's why the Holy Spirit is there, right? It's the one that knows us even more than we know ourselves. Yes, and also another thing I was experiencing, that I was having like feelings that I couldn't place. Like, you know, sometimes you feel sad, you feel happy, you feel like this and that, but I was just having a lot of feelings that I couldn't point out what kind of feeling I was having. I don't know if that's only me. I couldn't pinpoint like, okay, this is how I'm feeling at this point. It was so weird. Yeah, so just stuff like that as well. And yeah, something I've also learned, like aside from the fact that we have to speak out this word to be able to combat whatever is in our head, like the power, and there's so much power in our tongue in just speaking out. Like, a lot of times we feel like, oh, I don't want to, especially people abroad right now, like the weather is changing and it's getting so cold. And honestly, a lot of times I really do not want to get off my bed on a Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning or any day of the week, in fact. But I find that once I'm up and I'm up and running, even if I drag myself to work, like the day just eventually goes by as a good normal day. But it's just, you know, the first step, taking that first step. It's hard, actually. It is legit hard. And something I've learned is that feelings are good followers, but they are not good leaders. Because what I felt yesterday is not the same thing I'm feeling today. Like, feelings are so fickle. Like, I'm feeling this, I probably liked something yesterday, tomorrow I don't like it anymore. Like, feelings, if we base our life on feelings, it's quite dangerous. But, you know, the opposite of feelings, or what combats our feelings, what is capable of combating our feelings, is actually truth. And what is truth? Truth is basically the word of God. Truth is basically the word of God, yes. So, I have a special gift, it's something that has actually helped me as well. Like, I just found myself going to look for, like, I know a lot of people talk about journaling, but I'm one of those people that just roll my eye anytime people talk about journaling. But all of a sudden, I just found myself looking like through journal, because I used to think journaling, you just have to take pen and paper to write. But I was like, there should be an online version or an app, and lo and behold, I found like two apps. I found a gratitude journal, and I also found like just journal that gives promptings about like how I'm feeling and all. And I try to set an alarm to just do those, like, if maybe when I'm about to sleep or about to do my quiet time at night or something, I just try to do that. Or even when I'm on the bus going or something, like, or going to work, I just try to do that. And it's been quite helpful. And I know that most of these journals, like, they give you prompting of how you're feeling to be able to pinpoint how you're feeling at that point. And sometimes I find that after I even write how I'm feeling genuinely, I just always have scriptures that come to mind to even combat like that feeling at that point, or just reassure me of things, right? So once I write it down in the journal, type in the journal rather, then I also type like what truth says, right? The truth of God. So back to my gifts. I think we mentioned two things, or three things rather. Like, feelings are good followers but not good leaders. You're feeling this way, but just do what you have to do. Your feelings will catch up. Your feelings will eventually catch up, right? This is basically more of like just an encouraging episode, because I know a lot of people are going through like a lot of things right now that they probably can't even tell their neighbor or their friend. Just even some just stress, like some things just in their head, and or worry, or just worrying about, oh, I feel like, oh, I'm behind, or this and that. Like, just a lot of things, basically. And yes, your feelings are valid. Your feelings are very, very, they are valid. But yes, like we mentioned earlier, feelings are not reliable. But one thing that is reliable is truth, the truth of God's word. I was just going about my day one day, and even when I was still going through all these like high and low feelings, but this was a low moment, and I was just really trying to bring myself out of that moment. I would think about the word of God. I would think about it. I would talk to my friend or something. I would still think about it, but they were all still in my head. Like, they were all still in my head. But I just found that once I started speaking, like opening my mouth to speak these words, it was different. It's almost like you looking at yourself in the mirror, and your reflection in the mirror is talking to you. Like, just seeing that, I mean, we are the image of God anyways, even if it's not just like physical image. When we say image of God, it's not really about like physical outlook. It's more of like the person we are, the person God has made us to be inbuilt. And all right, to be able to see like him, reason like him, right? So I just found that when I opened my mouth to begin to speak, it was different. It was like how, like my reflection in the mirror, like God being there and talking to me. That was how it felt, like just talking to me. We know that the Holy Spirit is a person, so even now, you could just go to the front of the mirror and just look at yourself, and just beyond your physical self, see the Holy Spirit being in front of you and talking to you. We know the Holy Spirit is inside of us, but just picture the Holy Spirit talking through that mirror, like at the other side, like it's talking to you. And I just want us to even go through this exercise together. And yes, this came about when I was in one of those low moments, and the Holy Spirit just said, "Ayo, I mean, you've been doing these affirmations. Why not actually record an affirmation?" And it was just an idea, like or something I never thought of. And I was like, yes, I'm sure that will help somebody, because it's really helping me as well. Be it affirmations, writing it in a journal, be it saying it to myself, be it standing in the mirror and just seeing the person of the Holy Spirit speaking these words over me. So this is my gift to everyone. Sis, I know, I feel you. I definitely feel you. I probably can't feel exactly what you feel, but the Holy Spirit feels whatever you feel. I can only try to make it better by the help of the Holy Spirit, of course. And I just want, however it works for you, you could stand in front of the mirror, you could speak the words even after me as I speak, and just go. So I don't know if you call it a spoken word or affirmation, anyone you take it as, but yes, just do this as well. I titled this Affirmations in Truth, Omo Oba, Child of the King. So basically, you could call it Omo Oba, Child of the King, and for the international audience as well, because this is a global platform by the help of God. Yes, I need to consider that. Omo Oba is a word from one of the several languages in Nigeria, and the language is called Yoruba. And Omoba basically means child of the king. And when we say king, we're referring to the King of Kings, who is God. And even as we go through this, as I read it out, just picture God speaking these words over you, or you just affirming yourself in this word. These are not empty words. These are words taken from truth, from the truth of God's word. These are words taken from the Bible, right? So yes, repeat after me. It says, my feelings say I am tired, but truth says I am strong. My feelings say time is passing me by, but truth says I am in the perfect will of my creator. My feelings say, why not jump the wagon? But truth says, the path of the just shines brighter and brighter, meaning focus on your path, the path God has put you in. I don't feel like doing anything. I feel so weak. But truth says, in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. So now boast about your weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through you. The world ensures that I am in an anxiety bubble, but truth unveils my worry-free reality. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, I will let my request be made known to my dad, and his peace, which surpasses all understanding, his shalom, which surpasses all understanding, will guard my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. My feelings push me to want to know how I would get my 20-year daily bread. But Jairus says I should ask for my today's daily bread, which is fresh and timely to my needs. My daily bread of peace, my daily bread of provision, my daily bread of rest, and more. Because my daily bread of today is tailored to meet my needs today, and my daily bread of tomorrow is tailored to meet my needs for tomorrow. So why keep a 20-year daily bread which would become stale? My child, do not bring the problems of tomorrow to today, says truth in Matthew 6:34. My feelings say I am not qualified or good enough, but truth says I do not call the qualified, but I qualify the called. My feelings ask me, who do you think you are to be different? But truth says, before I formed thee, I called you, yes you. When you were in your mother's womb, I appointed you a prophet. You are Omo Oba, meaning the child of the king. Do you not realize that you are a royal priesthood, distinct and set apart for his glory? Therefore, who are you to be ordinary? Who are you to settle for less than what Oba, the king, has appointed you to be? You have the superpower, which is the Spirit of God residing inside of you. You are enough, because all you need is within you, the Holy Spirit. My environment does not define me. My job does not define me. My family does not define me. Your truth, Daddy, alone defines me. Child of God, Ayolua, you are loved. You are beautiful. You are enough. You dream as far and as wide as you want because you have the backing of your Heavenly Father. You are secure, dear. You are safe. You are precious. You are priceless, y'all. You are Omoba, the child of the king. Your father says, I see you. And I am with you every moment of the day, every moment of each passing day, I am with you, says my daddy. Ride on, my child. I am proud of you. And the host of heaven is cheering you on. Well done, my child. I am your rest, says God. Rest in me when you are worried. Rest in my promises. Rest like a baby in the hands of the mother. Rest in me, for I never sleep nor slumber. Rest in my finished work. Ooh, gosh, affirmations just, they do something. Like, just speaking those words over myself and some parts of it, just God speaking those words over me. Gosh, and this is how we should feel. This is how we should feel. We rewrite our feeling story. We rewrite our feeling story. We tell ourselves how to feel, not what the world wants us to feel. I choose to feel the presence of God. I choose to be in the bubble of, you know, the atmosphere of God all the time. I choose to speak life into myself. I choose to stand on the truth of God's word, not what this noisy world says or what my environment says. I choose the word of God. I choose the truth of God. My feelings do not define me. My earthly feelings do not define me. But I rewrite my feelings. I rewrite my feelings just like a canva, a plain canva. I rewrite my feelings. I allow the Holy Spirit write my feelings. I allow the Holy Spirit dictate how I should feel, not what the world wants me to feel. I guess those last ones, it just came to me. And yeah, I really hope this helps somebody. I really hope, because yeah, I know a lot of us are going through one thing or the other, but this is just affirmations that has helped me, and I really hope it helps one or two persons. And I really challenge us to rewrite our own feelings. Let the Holy Spirit write how we should feel. Take out a pen, a paper, your phone, and write these affirmations for yourself. Put it on your screen, on your phone screen, laptop. Write it all over the wall of your room. Affirm yourself in the word of God. We're not just doing empty affirmations, like, you know how the world does it, almost like hypnotizing yourself. That's not what we're doing. We are affirming ourselves in the truth. In the truth, there is only one truth, and that is the word of God. We're affirming ourselves in the truth of God's word, and the truth of God's word can be banked upon. If God says it, I can take it to the bank. I can definitely take it to the bank. So we bank on the word of God. We affirm ourselves in the word of God. Down the line, you will still have some things that will almost shake you. You will still have some things that would, you know, just bring some sort of confusion and all, but our Father is not an author of confusion. We go back to the word of God and affirm ourselves, because what is the word of God? The word of God is God himself. It says in John 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word is actually like, just, I feel like sometimes you say all this thing, but the word of God, like spoken word of God, like God opened his mouth and actually spoke these words, and these are words written for us that we have, so we can bank on it. The creator of the word actually spoke these words. Yeah, it just helps break it down, like, this is the word of God. It has power. They're not just empty words. We could read them, but they are words backed. Like, the Holy Spirit inspires these words. the Holy Spirit even the Holy Spirit enlightened these words even in our hearts. So they are not just empty words. They are not empty words. They are words that can be banged. They've been tested, tried, and they'll continue to stand the test of time. So we can stand on this word. And there is nothing anybody is going through that the word of God has not already addressed. So it's just to open the word of God and stand on the word. If you are going through one thing or the other, it could be depression, stand on the word of God. I am delivered. What Christ did on the cross is finished. I am not depressed. It's impossible. My father was never depressed, so I can never be depressed. It is the word of God. He said it, and we stand on it. My feelings do not define me. The truth of God's word defines me. You're going through financial stress. Your father has the cattle on a thousand ill, y'all. The cattle on a thousand ill is your father's. So you stand on that word. What else? What else? What else? You're going through worry or stress in school. The excellent spirit of God is upon you. You have the excellent spirit like that of Daniel inside of you. So tap into it. Tap into it. You have it. Like, you have it. What else could you be going through? Okay, you're going through maybe worry. Your father says, do not worry about anything. If he cares for the lilies, how much more you? Like, the word of God has everything. Just banking on this word, like standing on this word, it's just amazing. Like, there is nothing under this earth that anybody could be going through that has not been addressed in the word of God. Are you sick in any part of the body, in any part of your body? Stand on the promise of God's word. It says, by his stripes we were made ill. By his stripes we were made whole. It is finished. It did not say we are. He said we were. That means it is complete, finished, and final. Hallelujah. It is complete. Like, you can bank on the word. You can take it to the bank and you will cash out. You will cash out. So yeah, stand on these words. Your feelings do not define you. My feelings do not define me, but the truth of God's word, which is brooded by the Holy Spirit, which the Holy Spirit broods upon, that is what defines me, and that is what defines you. Yay! I really, really hope this helps you get out of that situation, get out of that moody state, be it because of the weather or one thing or the other that you're going through. You can bank on the word of God. It is bankable. Alright, guys. Okay. And I'm going to play this song called Jireh. Like, it just talks about the provision of God. Like, ask for your daily bread today, basically. Make a mandate on your daily bread today. God, you told me to ask for my daily bread. I ask for my daily bread of peace. I ask for my daily bread of strength. I ask for my daily bread of financial freedom, prosperity. I ask for my daily bread of every single thing. Just ask for your daily bread today. And don't bring the problem of tomorrow to today. Today has enough problems. So just ask for your daily bread. Ask for your daily dose. It's sufficient. And this even reminds me of even the Israelites. I feel like I was about to end the podcast, but I just want to add this. Like, it reminds me of the Israelites when Moses was leading them, and God gave them daily manna, and God told them to just take manna sufficient for today, because he knows that, like, he has already provided for tomorrow. Tomorrow's provision is already there. Your 20-year provision is already there. It's just to rest. Just to rest in all this, he has said. Just to rest in it. Like, all the provision has been made. Ask for enough for today. Ask for the dose for today. Ask for your portion for today, basically. Ask for your portion for today. and live tomorrow. You'll be fine. Do your part. God has placed work in your hand. Do your work diligently. God has given you ideas. Execute it. Do your part and rest that your Father has got your back. And rest that your daily bread, it has been supplied. It is readily available. So, yes. And you could see that even the story of the Israelites, out of fear, when they took more manna, maybe just thinking of tomorrow or their children tomorrow or whatever, like you could see that it became stale, because that is not what God said. God said, ask for your daily bread, ask for your portion for today. And the beautiful thing is that I could relate, like, even the hunger for today to even maybe the issues for today, of today, the problems. But in a fallen world, these things will happen. I could relate it to the problems of today, and you will see that the way you feel today is not the way you feel tomorrow. So your daily bread of God, of God's provision, peace, is so tailored to exactly, it's only the Holy Spirit. It's so powerful, like it can feel what each person is feeling, even if we're not feeling the same thing tomorrow. Like, it knows what we need today. It packages your daily bread in such a way that it meets your need for today and tomorrow. The daily bread for tomorrow is packaged in such a way that it meets that your need your need for rest, for peace, for provision, everything. Like, your daily bread is well packaged, and the thing is that you don't even know what you need tomorrow. So why think or worry about it? It's almost like you're bringing trouble of tomorrow that you don't even know what it will be. You're bringing it to today. So yes, I challenge us. Ask for your daily bread. Make a mandate on your daily bread. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread. So make a mandate on your daily bread today. Thank you, Daddy. We thank you. We thank you because we can bank on your word. Oh gosh, your word is beautiful. Thank you. We can bank on your word. And I pray that you bring this word to remembrance. Anytime we feel low, that you bring this word to our remembrance, to always ask for our daily bread, to always bank on your word, to always affirm ourselves, not in what the world says, but in the truth of your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. We love you. We love you, and we thank you that you're singing over us. You're covering us. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Alright guys, I love y'all and I hope this has blessed you as much as it has blessed me. You can always go back to the affirmations, create your own affirmations, share it with somebody as well. You never know who will need it. Share your affirmations with someone. Share this podcast with someone. You never know who needs it. So yes, God bless you guys. And see you on the next episode of the Freedom Podcast by your host. Repeat after me. Ayo Oluwa Akante. Bye guys. Love y'all.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Call me through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out.
You will cross an ocean so I wouldn't drown.
You've never been closer than you are right now.
Come see me. Gyro, you are enough. Gyro, you are enough. So I will be content in every circumstance. Yeah. can see so clear what it's all about. So stay by my side when the sun goes down. Don't wanna forget how I feel right now. You are Jaira, you are enough. Jaira, you are enough. So I will be content in every circumstance, 'cause you are.
I know. more.